They disagreed about that, too. When Todd hit 40, he suddenly decided he wanted a conventional life. Marriage was sounding good to him, and he didn't want to wait much longer to have kids. At 35, she still wanted what she had when they met 5 years before. They had talked about maybe having kids one day, but she wanted to turn their gallery into a success first. Francesca had been very honest with him about marriage when they met, that she had an aversion to it. She had had a front row seat all her life to her mother's obsession with getting married, and she watched her screw it up 5 times. Francesca had spent her entire life trying not to make the same mistakes. Her mother had always been an embarrassment to her, and she had no desire whatsoever to start emulating her now. Francesca's parents had gotten divorced when she was 6. She had also watched her extremely handsome, charming, irresponsible father drift in and out of relationships, usually with very young girls who never lasted in his life for more than 6 months. That, combined with her mother's fetish for marriage, had made Francesca commitment phobic until she met Todd. His parents' own bitter divorce when he was 14 had made him skittish about marriage, too. They had had that in common, but now he had begun to think that marriage made sense. He told her he was tired of their bohemian lifestyle where people lived together and thought it was fine to have kids without getting married. As soon as Todd blew out the candles on his 40th birthday cake, it was as if a switch were turned on. And without any warning, he turned traditional on her. Francesca preferred things exactly as they were and had always been. Now, suddenly, in recent months, all of Todd's friends seemed to live uptown. He complained about the West Village where they lived and which she loved. He thought the neighborhood and people in it looked scuzzy. To complicate matters further, not long after they opened the gallery, they had fallen in love with a house that was in serious disrepair. They had discovered it on a snowy December afternoon and were instantly excited, and had gotten it at a great price because of the condition it was in. They restored it together, doing most of the work themselves. If they weren't working in the gallery, they were busy with the house, and within a year everything in it gleamed. They bought furniture at garage sales, and little by little they had turned it into a home they loved. Now Todd claimed that he had spent all of the last 4 years lying under a leaky sink or making repairs. He wanted an easy, modern condominium where someone else did all the work. Francesca was desperately fighting for the life of their business and the house. Despite the failure of the relationship, she wanted to keep both and didn't see how she could. It was bad enough losing Todd without losing the gallery and her home, too. They had both tried everything they could to save the relationship, to no avail. They had gone to couples counseling and individual therapy. They had taken a 2-month break. They had talked and communicated until they were blue in the face. They had compromised on everything they could. But he wanted to close or sell the gallery, which would have broken her heart. And he wanted to get married and have kids, and she didn't, or at least not yet, and maybe never. The idea of marriage still made her cringe, even to a man she loved. She thought his new friends were dreary beyond belief. He thought their old ones were limited and trite. He said he was tired of vegans, starving artists, and what he considered left-wing ideals. She had no idea how they had grown so far apart in a few short years, but they had. They had spent last summer apart doing different things. Instead of sailing in Maine as they usually did, she spent 3 weeks in an artist's colony, while he went to Europe and traveled with friends and went to the Hamptons on weekends. By September, a year after the fighting had begun, they both knew it was hopeless and agreed to give up. What they couldn't agree on was what to do about the gallery and the house. She had put everything she had and could scrape up into her half of the house, and now if she wanted to keep it, he expected her to buy him out or agree to sell it. They had less invested in the business, and what he wanted from her was fair. The problem was that she just didn't have it. He was giving her time to figure it out. Now it was November, and she was no closer to a solution than she had been 2 months before. He was waiting for her to get sensible and finally give up. Todd wanted to sell the house by the end of the year or recoup his share, and he wanted to be out of the business by then, too.